Now, I'm gonna say to all those that are married, they have husbands and wives, and they've been going on for a long time. Congrats to you guys. You know, I wish one day I'll get to that point, because the world as it is right now, Mawan, maybe Kanauri, more Zimbabwean culturally, Mariparanani, but at the same time, most of the people that are coming up, they are just loose. It's crazy. I'll give you this. I walk into this room, and obviously I get a brief. We get briefs from the leading consultant. This is what we have, and this is what we're dealing with. Now, this lady, Dangane, bipolar one, I think. And with bipolar, I don't know if you know, you go through my highs or my lows. For example, I'll just give an example. You get through a period, say, let's say, for example, in a week, a whole week where you're not sleeping enough, you're having a lot of crazy ideas coming at you, and you think, oh, I can run for presidency, I can make a record label, and I can make a song and probably win a Grammy. And so you have all these ideas that are coming up, and you think you can do all these things that are quite crazy. And you have fast and rapid speech, all these things. So this lady had that. Now the problem is, you have to be taking your medication. If you don't take your medication, you get through periods. You get manic. You get into that period. It just doesn't work. For example, Kanogoro at let's say, for example, at a McDonald's. You know, these ideas coming up. You'll spend more time doing all this other stuff that's on the side. That's probably not doable. Which means good now when you come to work, you might be late, or you don't think work is what you need, so you end up quitting. So basically it don't work. Anyway, that's what this lady had. Now what happened was, about 15 years ago, this lady got married, right? Oh, Filipino. She got married, and now Pagaita Pagaroa married a white person, and they had a kid. Well, that's too fast. She had a kid outside of marriage, and at the age of two, because I'm gonna turn my medications. That's the problem with people. Actually, I'll take this opportunity to this side story. I had an uncle of mine who had HIV. And he wasn't ta he was taking his medications for quite some time, and don't find out, oh no, I'm good now, so I don't have to take any medications. Guess what? He passed away during COVID time, and not because of COVID, but just because he stopped taking his medications, and I guess his CD4 count just got so low. Anyway, that's what this lady was doing. She didn't take her medications, and she went manic. She ran away with her kid. Everyone was looking for her. When they found it, they had to bring it back in. And then she ends up getting married. She has a kid. Ah, there you go. She goes to the guy and like, oh, I'm pregnant. The guy didn't want the kid, which is the problem, which is part of the problem. I was saying with most of these people, I'm happy for each and every one of you guys that are married now, and they've moved. I guess still married, because now people are just doing whatever the heck they want to do. Anyway, the guy Ambaramba with the screw you, this is not my kid. Waitama DNAs and the kid Nangarwake. And now because they know that this lady is sick, she wasn't taking her medications, so she was all right. The guy filed for a divorce. The white guy filed for a divorce from the Filipino lady because he didn't want the kid. So now what happens is he can't. So now what happens is, sorry, I got my audio messed up. So now what happens is the guy comes next city and then tries to get the lady to sign it £200,000, to sign off for the £200,000. So the lady, what she does is, I don't tell her lawyer and her doctor, could he look, this is what this guy wants, and then everyone tells the lady, don't sign this, go through the actual divorce so that the guy has to pay monthly child support. Anyway, I guess because she wasn't taking the medications, everyone always blames it on not taking the medication. Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to take it for a reason. And then the guy gets the lady to sign the contract. Could he, I'm gonna get 200,000 and I won't pursue with the child support. Yeah, she messed up. T turns out the guy was a multimillionaire, you know, and she could have gotten easily up until, let's say, 2 mil easily, and that's just on the lower spectrum. She gets depressed. And that's not the only thing that she finds out. She finds out at the time that she got married to this white dude. The white dude has a separate family on the side, his actual family. So this girl was a sighting. And she wasn't even a girl. She was a lady, a grown woman. She was a sighting. Imagine you find out after about 2 years, Kuti, this guy that I've been married to is actually married to someone else. And the way he was covering up for not being there, he was just saying, I'm going on business trips. That's how he got to spend more time with his other family and leaving the lady. So now the lady finds out, oh my days, I could have had an equal share. The guy could have split 2 mil. Now she goes into depression on top of that, bipolar. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I was just feeling teary. I wanted to cry for the lady because now she doesn't have the 200,000. 200,000 goes away just like that. And then she's contemplating, what if? What if I hadn't signed that 200K? What if I just listened to my lawyer? What if I just listened to my doctor? And no one is on your side at this point. You know what you're worrying about. Hapanekutamba, and now she's crying. She's having all these problems. She's not even communicating with the dead anymore because he's gone. He did his bit. And now she's like, I could have been a millionaire. And then, you know, when you see those cases, that's when you really think, Kuti, ha, man, some people are nasty. Some people are really nasty. They're crazy. You know, at the same time, for you to just want to jump onto that 200K and not think about anything else, it shows with you there's a problem in you. But obviously, we can't blame her because I'm bipolar. But at the same time, it really makes me think, Kuti, this life that we have, you're given a set of cards, and unofana kumatambisa makazi, right? You don't know what the other person is cheating on you. You don't know the other person could see how much money he has or whatever. But ultimately, life is just about, I don't know, man. All I can say is satanam visitira. And which goes back to my what I said last week, man. Prayer is the best thing you can do for yourself. It keeps you in check. Imagine if you didn't sign that thing. You know. Now I'm going to church. I don't want to talk to anyone. I spend most times indoors crying. I don't like life, man. It's just tough, you know. But what can you do? Okay, anyway, that was it. All I can say is love life, live life, enjoy life, and try to live by a certain set of principles, man. Maybe if you're into praying, pray, pray, pray. You know, because you never know what you're being shielded from, what you're being protected from. Anyway, I'll leave you guys with that. And if you want to get into content, what do you think about this? You know, about the last one and then this one. Just give me your thoughts and that'll be nice. You can find me at Podcast Ivano, or you can get me at on Instagram. I'm now on Instagram, by the way. Sly underscore BTE. Sly underscore BTE. And yeah, till we meet again.